The CASA Compact is a policy package intended to tackle the Bay Area's affordable housing crisis. Rebecca Long from California's Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC, presented the document to the Santa Rosa City Council on Tuesday and shared what advocates call the three P's of housing.
We failed to produce enough housing for residents of all income levels, as I mentioned, really the supply issue, that we failed to preserve the existing affordable housing that exists, and that we failed to adequately protect current residents from displacement.
The CASA Compact was unveiled in December by its designers, the Committee to House the Bay Area, MTC, and the Association of Bay Area Governments. The first three points of the compact would all protect renters. For example, implementing a 5% rent cap, providing emergency relocation assistance, and requiring landlords to give tenants a reason for evicting them, often called just cause eviction.
Many, many times that tenants are evicted in the Bay Area, they don't even receive that, and that obviously makes it that much more difficult for them to contest their eviction.
The compact also suggests removing barriers for homeowners to build accessory dwelling units and providing more incentives for developers. Vice Mayor Chris Rogers said the city of Santa Rosa is already doing much of what the compact asks.
And I think for me, the challenge really comes down to the financing. We can talk about the loss of local control, and we can talk about how that'll impact places like Cotati or Sausalito or particularly smaller cities, and that one size fits all doesn't work. But really the story from Santa Rosa for me is that we're asking the public to help fund things that we are already doing in places that have not taken this as seriously, who have for a long time tried to bring business in and not build their share of housing.
Rogers also asked Long how much the compact would cost the city. She said she couldn't break down the cost to city-specific levels at this point. When Mayor Tom Schwedhelm opened the floor for public comment, community members were mixed. Here's Ann Seeley and Daisy Pistiline.
The parts that concern me, and I hope that you are dogged in clearing up, are the squishy terms in some elements, such as, for instance, element 7. It suggested that impact fees be capped at, quote, at reasonable levels, unquote. With great debts to overcome in public services and water and sewer service, somebody has to pay. A very public assessment of how costs will be spread is really critical.
While CASA may be imperfect, I don't want the baby to be thrown out with the bathwater. The reason that a regional plan was put together is that housing and transportation are regional issues, and we up here in Sonoma County can sometimes forget that we're connected to a whole web down there in the Bay. And if we don't support things that make it easier for housing to be developed in San Francisco, in Oakland, in San Jose, then we are going to continue to get more and more pressure up here. And we're going to continue to see the housing prices rise, making it harder for the people who work here to live here.
Elected officials from across Sonoma County will meet in April to take up the CASA Compact. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.